Good morning. How's everyone doing? That's good. Everyone enjoying the nice, warm, beautiful weather we're having outside and being outside? Hopefully you do. Amen. That's good. It's good. If you have your bulletins handy, just take out the outline inside of the bulletins. We're starting a new series today, as you can tell from the video. Keys to Living is what we're starting. This series will give us insight how to relate to God and relate to others through relationship. The way we treat others and the way we relate to others is very important. God cares how you relate to your parents, to your spouse, to your children, to your friends, to your neighbors, to your co-workers, to your teachers, to everyone. And because God cares and He's concerned about it, we need to be concerned about it too. So this series that we're going to be going through is going to be a very practical series. And this morning I want to talk to you about a new way to live, to start off the series, a new way to live. Each one of you got up this morning, you kind of cleaned up. You decided what clothes you were going to wear this morning. And some of you knew exactly what you were going to wear. Maybe you picked that out last night and you knew what it was going to be. And some of you go in the closet, you just don't even look and you just grab whatever is there and you put it on and stuff like that. And you do, that's what you do and it's how you live. But let me ask you, how many of you, before you came in this morning, thought about what spiritual clothing you were going to put on? Decided, well, I'm going to church and I'm going to be driving down the road, so I'm going to need this clothing and that clothing. We all need help from God with our spiritual clothing. God wants to help us in how we should respond and how we should act. If you have your Bibles, turn to Ephesians chapter 4. In this series we're going to be studying is going to be based on the last few verses of chapter 4 and just the beginning of chapter 5. There's going to be about, right now I think there's going to be about 8 messages in this series. As we look to the keys of living, and this is going to give us a picture of how God wants us to live each and every day. Because when God created Adam and Eve, He created them with perfection and innocence. Everything around them was perfect. And God gave them a choice. And the choice that He gave them, He instructed them, you can eat from any fruit in the garden, but you can't eat from that one fruit, from that one tree, and you know what happened. Because God said that they had to have that fruit, so they ate from the tree. And when they ate from the tree, everything changed. I mean, everything changed from that point on. And the way they did things became very natural to the old man, to the old ways of doing things, to that old nature. And the old way they did things with consistent that would be with this coat. This coat kind of represents the old way of doing things. It represents the old way of doing everything in the old way that we had. And this coat I received, this old dirty coat I received from my father. And he received it from his father, my grandfather. And he from my great-grandfather. And he from my great-great-grandfather. This coat is pretty old. Doesn't look that old, does it? This coat goes all the way back to Adam in the garden. And this represents the old way of doing things is what God has for us, the old way. And God made us in His image, but because of the fall, it marred us. And God's image in us has now been marred because of the fall. And as a result of the fall, we now do things that God never intended us to do. We lie, we cheat, we steal, we do all kinds of things, manipulate, we intimidate, we do all kinds of things that are part of this coat, that are part of these old ways. But somewhere around the providence and the sovereignty of God, God interrupted our lives with His love. And someone shared with us Jesus, and that God so loved the world that He sent His one and only Son, Jesus, to this world. And now you and I came and we placed our faith and trust in Jesus for forgiveness of sins. And now when we look at this old coat represents the old ways of life. It doesn't work anymore. We don't need it anymore. We're not even supposed to wear it. That is what Paul is trying to share here in this passage of Scripture in Ephesians chapter 4. There's no need for the old coat. There's no need to have it on. If you have your outline, it's steps to live a new way. I want to give you steps in order to live a new way to start off the series. Let's begin reading in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21 and 22. Well, Paul writes, "Surely you heard of Him and were taught in Him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires." So Paul tells us the number one is to put off the old ways. We're to put off the old ways is what he's telling us to do. What Paul is saying, when you put on Jesus, when you and I put on Jesus, the old ways have to go. They both can't stay. One has to go, so the old ways have to go. And this word that he's using here is put off. It's very familiar in the Bible, very familiar with Greek literature. And what he's telling you and I, he's saying you need to put off, like put off old clothing to never pick it up again. He says you're to put it off, never to pick it up again. You are to lay it aside because you don't need it anymore. It's not good for anything. He says, so this work, he says, it doesn't work and it never did work. He said, you need to put it in. That's why Jesus entered our life, because this didn't work. This old coat never worked and it never will work. So Jesus entered our life. And now what Paul is doing, he's describing in this passage of scripture the old ways of doing things. And he's given us 8 characteristics of the old ways of doing things. And I just gave you 2 of them. Let me remind you what they were. One of them was regarding your former way of life. And he's bringing up, you used to live this way before you came to Christ, your former existence before you came to Christ. This is the way you used to live in those old ways with this old coat. And he goes on, second, you were corrupted by its deceitful desires. Literally, it means it's being corrupted. And the old self, it still wants to govern our lives. The old self wants to control our lives. It wants to kind of help us to guide and lead and penetrate our lives. It's still working in our lives. This old code is trying to. And that's what he's trying to help us to understand. But if we go back to verse 17, starting in verse 17, Paul gives us 6 more characteristics of the old way of doing things, the old way. And he's trying to remind us, these are the old way of doing things that we don't need anymore. Let's begin reading to verse 17. He says, so I tell you this and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their mind. Paul is like making a command. You must do this. Not an option. You must do this. And he described it in the way that the Gentiles lived, he says, in doing things in the futility of their mind. In other words, what Paul is saying to you and I, he says, take off the old coat. And he said, what you need to do is just throw it away. Just put it aside. You don't need this anymore. It never helped and it never will. You need to lay that aside. He says, you don't want it because it doesn't work. It doesn't work. We need to be reminded of that. We are now followers of Jesus, and we need to follow Christ, and we don't need that old code. It's not good for anything. And he talks about the futility of their thinking, the Gentiles. We used to be Gentiles. We used to live this way, but now you're not. You're followers of Jesus. And the futility means you have lack of purpose, a lack of aim, a lack of a goal. And he says, that's the way we used to live. And he writes on to Philippian believers, and he says that we need to shine like stars in a crooked and depraved generation. And that word depraved can be translated directionless generation. And what he's telling us, when we wear that coat represents the old ways, the past old ways of doing things. And those ways lack a goal, lack aim, lack direction. He says they don't wind up with anything. Don't go back to that coat is what he's trying to explain to you and I. In the book of Ecclesiastes, in the Old Testament, Solomon kind of talked about this. He says that any time that you and I live a particular way of life, he said it's all vanity. And the word vanity that he uses in the book of Ecclesiastes is the word futility or emptiness. And he says, and we translate it NIV as meaningless. What he's trying to say, when you live a life and you're trying to catch the wind with your life. And he says, when you're trying to catch the wind, and if you try to catch the wind, he says it winds up empty. You can't catch the wind. It's going to wind up empty. And you kind of picture your life and you're going in a particular direction and you think everything's working out right. And he says you might have some immediate satisfaction. But in the long run, it's going to be futile. It's going to be empty. It's going to be meaningless is what he's saying to you and I. Don't go and do those things. And that's what the old ways are. And they always will be that way. He goes on in verse 18, he says, they are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. They are darkened in their understanding. Before the fall, mankind, all human beings, he says, were partakers of light and life of God. We're partakers of light and life, Adam and Eve were. But when the fall hit, is all that, when we put the coat on, it all changed. The coat represented the old way of doing things, represented the old way, is what he's saying. And it represents the darkness and it represents despair. That's what the old coat represents. The darkness and despair that you and I were in at the time in our old ways. Sometimes we look back at the old ways like they were good, and Paul is reminding us, no, they were darkness and despair. That's what the old ways represent. And Jesus came into our life to bring us light and life. And he's saying, why would you want to go back to that darkness and despair? And that's all that old coat will ever bring you. That's all it can ever give you. When Jesus came to give you something that's so much better, light and life, why would you go back to that? He goes on in verse 18, he says, you were separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of the hearts. Paul is not speaking in a way that's condescending to the people that don't know Jesus yet. What he simply is saying is this, they were ignorant. Because they had an ignorance of God.
He said, they didn't know Jesus. They don't know God. And because they don't know God, their hearts are hardening. And the more they go on not knowing God, the harder their hearts are going to become. And he says, you and I that are believers in Jesus Christ, why would you go back to this? Because more than you and I pick up this coat, we wear this coat, the harder our hearts are going to become toward God, and we don't want that. He goes on in verse 19, and he's kind of telling us what this old coat represents, what that old way of life represents. He goes, and he's kind of progressive. Verse 19, he says, having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity with the continual lust for more. He says that hardness of heart, now they've gained, he says, leads, according to verse 19, a loss of all sensitivity. The ESV kind of translated, it becomes callous. If you ever worked outside and shoveling or doing something like that, you didn't wear gloves. As soon as you use a shovel for a very long time, your hands will become callous. If you use it for several days, become hardened. And they're kind of resistant to that friction of the shovel or whatever you have in your hand. And that's the way our heart becomes. He said our heart becomes hardened, becomes callous. It's resistant to God working in their lives. It becomes resistant. There's a resistance that becomes in our heart, in our mind. And he says it just becomes hardened. And before we came to Christ, he says you had that hardness of heart, you had that callousness, and you lost all sensitivity toward God. You lost all sensitivity. You were desensitized towards sin. And you looked at, hey, that's okay to do. And he says, when we weren't any longer open to the work of the Holy Spirit, we were that way. And if we pick up that old coat, that's the same way we're going to be. And he says, don't do it. And he says, do you want to have that, to lose all sensitivity toward God? Do you want to have that after you accepted Jesus Christ? He says, no. We want the Holy Spirit working in our lives. We want our hearts to be softened toward God. We want God working in our lives. He says, so don't pick up this old coat, because when you pick it up and you put it on, your hearts become hardened toward God. It becomes callous and you lose all sensitivity toward God. So stay away from that. That's the way you used to be. He goes on in verse 19. He said, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity with the continual lust for more. The word here could mean giving themselves up to sensuality or giving themselves into sensuality, what he's talking about. In other words, they wear the coat, they put the coat on, and he says they get to the place where they're in their lives, where they're struggling with things and sin and stuff, till they finally come to the point and they say, I give up. I give in. I've tried to overcome. I've tried to live the certain way. I've tried to do it. I've confessed this sin. I've come before. And finally, I can't overcome this anymore. So I just give up and give in. Might as well do the sin. Might as well just do it. And that's what he's saying. They just give up and they give in. And so Paul concludes with the last characteristic here. He says they indulge in every kind of impurity. You can see the end result. That word indulge is a very interesting one. It talks about the uncontrollable desire to be involved in every kind of impurity. He says they have an insatiable desire. They can't quench their appetite, and they want more and more and more. And when we put on that coat, that's the only places that's going to take us. A place that's far away from God, a place that we want our own desires, a place that's like, it's addicting. We put it on and we want everything in our heart's desire, and it's usually not what God wants in our life. So Paul summarizes this in verse 20 and 21. He goes in 20, he says, you, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. And see, when you came to know Jesus, God changed you from the inside out. Your eternity changed, your eternal address had changed. Everything had changed. And Paul said, you came to know Christ. And those old ways of doing things have nothing to do with Jesus. This old coat, he says, has nothing to do with Jesus. Shouldn't it be reflect who Christ is? So don't put it on. And it reminds me of the words that Paul says so greatly in Galatians chapter 2, 20. If you've never memorized this, if you don't have it highlighted in your Bible, write down Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. What Paul displays, he says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live. He says, the life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Paul says to you and I, to help us to understand, he says, I have now been crucified with Christ. He goes, Paul died, and now Paul lives with the help of Jesus living inside of him. And Jesus helps him to live the life that he's been called to live. And you and I can say that Doug has been crucified with Christ and I no longer live. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And that's what Paul says each Christian to be saying that. That I died to self. I died to the old coat. I died to the old ways and I'm living for Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come is what it tells us. Put away off the old ways is what Paul is telling us. He says, you don't need it anymore. It never worked. It never will. It never will accomplish what you want to do in life. It never will. And he goes on to verse 23 and 24 and he says, to be made new in the attitudes of your minds and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. What a contrasting to putting off. He says we're to put off the futile thinking. We're put off the hardness of the heart. He says we're put off the callousness because it will never satisfy. It will never get you where you want to be. It will never do that. And Paul is saying that's not how you came to know Jesus. That's not how you came to know him at all. When you came to know Christ, he says, you put something on, and that's what he talks about next. The second step to live a new way is put on the new way. We're to put on the new ways is what he's saying. Let me ask you a question. Is any of this new to you? I mean, you've probably heard this. Most of you have heard this, to put on and put off. And you've heard this. I'm not sure with anything you know. Maybe a little different with the coat and stuff like that. Let me ask you, why is it so hard? It's hard, isn't it? I mean, anyone here can say, man, I arrived. I'm like Jesus every day of my life. Why is it so hard to live like Jesus? Why is it so hard to not put that coat back on? Why is it so hard to live for Christ? Why is it so hard? And we struggle with that each and every day. Some of us struggle more than others, but we all struggle. We all struggle. None of us have arrived. I think one of the reasons is because that coat fits so well. It fits so well. It's like it's been, we've worn it for years, and it's like a good fitting pair of jeans. You put it on, I just like the way they fit, and they fit so well, and it's like been tailored made for you. And when you put it on, you say, boy, it just snug fit, and it fits my body so well because I've worn it so long, and I've broken it in, and those old ways have just been ingrained into my heart, into my mind. It's like into my hard drive of my mind, and it's just there. And so when that stimulus comes, when that temptation comes, I just revert back to those old ways of doing things. They just become so natural to me. And I pick up the coat and I put the coat back on because it's just so natural. I've been doing it for so many years and it's just a natural thing for me to do. And it's so easy to go back to those old ways of doing things. It's so easy for us. It's so easy. The second reason I think that it's hard, now, this is because it's so easy to do. The second reason has been, while salvation is instantaneous, it's in that moment where you made a decision for Jesus, sanctification to be like Christ is a journey. Doesn't happen right away. It's a journey. Let me explain. When sin entered the world, the image of God in us was broken and marred from that moment on. The image was broken, and then God reached out to us with Jesus, and we placed our faith and trust in Jesus Christ for forgiveness of sins. And that moment, at that instant, everything changed for us. Everything changed right there. Our sin was gone. We were reconciled with God. We were forgiven. There's no more guilt, the Bible says. Everything changed at that moment spiritually in our life. And wouldn't it be wonderful at that moment in time where God would have said, hold your breath. In that moment, I'm going to change you from the inside out to be like Jesus, and your nature and character now would be like Jesus through and through. Wouldn't that be nice? But God didn't say that to you and I. He didn't come and say, hey, you're going to be just like Jesus. God said, once we accepted Jesus, what he said is now the journey begins. Begin the journey. Begin walking with me. And I like what Romans 8:29 says. Listen very carefully what it says. It says, for those God foreknew, he also predestined them to be saved. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say that. Listen to what it says at the end. It says, for those God foreknew, he also predestined them to be conformed to the likeness of his son, Jesus. That's what he says. So God's goal for you and I is not to be saved. And so many people say, God's goal is for you to be saved. That's not God's goal for you and I. Do you understand that? If that was God's goal for you to be saved, the moment you accept Christ, you're saved, he'd have taken you to heaven. You'd be with him right now. God's goal for you and I is to be like Jesus. He says it right there in that passage. To be conformed to the likeness of his son, Jesus. That's God's goal for you and I. To be conformed like Jesus. So when God saves you, that's just the beginning. God says, I'm not through with you yet. We've got so much work to be done. He says, you've just been redeemed. That redemption process is going to take a while, and I've got to continue to work in you. And he says, now the journey of discipleship begins. Get busy, Doug. Get busy, every one of you. Get busy, my children. Start growing in me. And we take that steps to be with Jesus. We begin to grow in the Word of God. We begin to understand the Word of God. God starts to change us. We go through some hard times. We go through some really challenging times and difficult times. But as you study the Word, you begin to grow little by little to be like Jesus. And you're starting to learn a new way to live. And before long, you're putting on a new coat. And this new coat represents a new life. It's the keys to this new living that God has called us to. It's a new way to live is what he's called us. He says, I want you to live a new way. This new way has new rules and new guidelines. Not the old way. It's something different. It's a new way to relate to other what God is telling you and I when we put on the new coat. It's a new way to handle the same old problems. See, the way we handled the problems before weren't right. God says, I'm giving you a new way now to handle the same old problems. Our problems haven't changed, but the way we are to handle them, the way we are to deal with them has changed. And he said, it's changed now, and it's a process. It's a lifelong journey with Jesus is what he's saying when we put on this new coat. But when we put on this new coat with Jesus, it presupposes as we wear this coat that I'm in the Word of God. As I'm wearing this new coat, it presupposes that I'm going to be obedient to the Word of God. As I'm wearing this coat, it presupposes that I'm going to be interacting with other people. As I wear this coat, it presupposes that I'm pursuing God in my life. It has all those things. When I put on this coat, God expects all those things from you and I that I'm now trying to live for him. And then when I do that, I'm able to grow. If I'm not doing that, I'm not able to grow. Now I'm finally able to grow, and little by little, I become more and more like Jesus. And that's why it's so hard, because it's a journey. It's a process. It involves work. It involves decisions. It involves discipline. It involves me, you and me, yielding our lives to Jesus, to the Holy Spirit each and every day, allowing him to live in and through us. Not for me just to do my own thing. That was the old coat. I just did what I wanted to do. Now I have to yield to Jesus and walk with him and grow with him and learn from him, and I have to put on the new coat. He expects me to walk in a new way. Everything's different. But sometimes, and you've probably ran into people, maybe it's you, sometimes people try to live like Jesus without knowing Jesus. You ever see people like that? They say, well, I don't really need Jesus, but I can do the things like Jesus. I can be kind to people. They make that commitment. I'm going to be nice to someone. I'm going to treat people well. I'm going to do all these nice things. And that's good. But there's two cautions in doing that. You know, even though you say, I'm going to do that, I'm going to be like Jesus, and maybe you're very successful at doing many of those things and you're acting like Jesus. Because let's be honest, I've met people who don't know Jesus and many times more nicer than people that do know Jesus. How many can say amen to that? There's many people that don't know Christ that are very nice people. But here's the thing about that. The caution is all those efforts and all that work that you're doing don't equate to knowing Jesus. And it never will. All that effort you're doing is never going to get them to heaven. It's never going to get them right with God. None of those things will do that. The only thing that will make us right with God and have a relationship with Jesus is when you and I come and place our faith and trust in Jesus Christ for forgiveness of sins. And then we put on this new coat. The second caution is this, is why would anyone want to try to be like Jesus without coming to know him? Why would they want to exercise all that effort and work so hard to be like Jesus? And it's based on their own efforts. When this life is impossible to live, to be like Jesus on our own, why would they try that? Instead of allowing the Holy Spirit to work in and through the lives from Christ. See, when you and I come to accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, that's when the Holy Spirit begins to work in our lives. He indwells us and he helps us. Now everything that comes in our life, it comes through the Holy Spirit. And he's teaching us through the Word of God. He's teaching us through other people's lives. He's teaching us each and every day through the tough times. And all those tough times, the Holy Spirit takes them. And he uses them the only way that he can to make us more like Jesus. See, that person that doesn't know Christ and they're trying to live for Jesus, they will never be molded and shaped to be like Jesus. They can't. It's impossible. The only person that can do that is God. And through the Holy Spirit, he does it by Christ, through Christ. And so he does that. And he's molding us and shaping us. But sometimes, even though we wear this coat, things happen. And I want to share a story with you. Imagine a buffet restaurant where a man is sitting there. And he stands up and he has a gallon or two of salad dressing upon him on his brand new suit. And you ask, how did that happen inside of that restaurant? Well, here's how it happened. There was a waitress that came out of the kitchen with a bowl of a gallon or two of salad dressing. And she was headed toward the buffet to fill it back up. And for some reason, she kind of stumbled. And when she stumbled, that bowl of salad dressing just went on top of this man's head and all over his brand new suit. This man jumps up out of the chair. He begins to scream, and he's irate, yelling at the waitress, how could you do this to me? This is in my brand new suit. The first time I've worn it, it cost me $300. Why would you do something like this? He begins to embarrass her and screaming at her and yelling at her in front of everyone. And he says, you're going to have to do something about this. And the waitress said, sir, we're going to make this right. We'll try to make this right. He says, make this right? You need to go get the manager right away. While someone's getting the manager, he continues to berate this lady in front of everyone and embarrass her in front of everyone that is sitting there. And you got to get the picture. Because here comes the manager out. And he looks at this man, and this man has salad dressing all over his suit, all over himself. And the manager walks up to this guy and says, is there a problem? Is there a problem? The guy goes, is there a problem? The waitress, your waitress, just spilled salad dressing up all over me, all over my brand new suit. What do you mean, is there a problem? And then the manager kind of says, sir, we'll pay for the cleaning. And the man begins to scream at the manager, pay for the cleaning? No, you're going to buy me a brand new suit. This, and he kept bringing up, this suit costs $300, and I'm not leaving here till you give me a check for $300. I'm not leaving here. And he's screaming. Everyone sees him scream. Everyone hears him yelling at the waitress, yelling at the manager. The manager is just quiet. Okay, I'll be back with you in 1 minute. The manager goes back. He writes a check for $300. He brings it back and he gives to the man. And the man is screaming, him and his whole family kind of yelling, going out the door. The sad part of this story is true. When I lived in Michigan, one of the pastors experienced this inside of a restaurant. And it took place one Sunday early afternoon. Where do you think this man was right before that noontime with the suit on? He was in church. Can you imagine what the pastor was talking about? And you look at this, you say, boy, he's at church. Here's a believer in Christ. How could that happen? How could something like that happen? The same way it happens to every one of us. We come to Christ, we become a believer in Jesus, we start growing, we put on the new coat, and we're wearing the new coat, and there comes something in our life, and that old coat slips on so easily. We're able to just slip it on, and all kinds of things come out of our mouth. For many Christians, this old coat, this dusty old coat, they keep with them all the time because they need it. They need it constantly, and we keep it there. And this old coat's a reminder, the former way of life, that didn't work and never will work. It never will work, and they keep that coat with them. And maybe as they're heading off to work, they bring that old coat in the car, and they say, I got to have this right next to me because I might need this in a moment's notice. You know, as I'm driving down the car, as I'm getting an I-39, I'm driving, maybe someone might cut me off, and I might need this. It might come in handy. So they're driving down I-39. Someone cuts them off, and so have road rage. That coat handles it different than this coat when they have road rage. I mean, in order for them to have this road rage, they got to slip that coat on and maybe start yelling at the person and tailgate them and do all kinds of things because this coat won't do those kind of things. This coat handles things differently than that coat, than the old coat, and they got to have that coat. Well, they wind up and they get to work and they take this old coat with them because you don't know when you're going to need it. You get to the office and someone sends an email and you look at the email and you just want to explode because you need that coat in case you got to explode. You remember in the old days? Well, you'd sit down and you'd sit down at that machine, you put the paper in, you turn it, and you start doing this, you slam this thing because you got mad. Does all you know what that means when I'm doing this? You probably don't even remember what that is, do you? Today, it's so easy. It's so easy. We get this email and on our machine, on this computer, and we look at the email and say, how could they say that? And so what we do, we got to slip on the old coat because we want to respond in a certain way that this coat will never allow us to respond. So what we do, we put on that old coat and we write this email and we hit the send button. We sent that poisonous response to someone. And then we take it off. We put on this coat and say, hey, praise God. Everything feels good. We do that so many times. We keep that old coat right next to us because we need it. We feel like we got to have it. That coat, that old coat's just too handy to slip on all the time because those things are deeply ingrained inside of our heart, inside of our mind. Because we've allowed it to be ingrained there. And it's so easy to slip back in that. And Paul is telling you and I, he says, you need to put on the new coat. It means a new attitude, a new mindset is what he's saying. So the person will leave work and they'll take this old coat with them back to home because they never know when they're going to come home that maybe their spouse will, you know, light a fuse or something like that or begin to do something. Or maybe the children or someone might be there. This coat handles relationships a lot different than that one. And if there's going to be an argument, I need this coat handy for the argument because the words that I can use and how I can say things is different than the way I would relate to someone with this coat. You understand what I'm talking about? We do that. Every one of us are guilty here. None of us can say, I never do. Every one of us do that because that coat is so handy and it's so useful and we try to justify picking that up so many times in our life. And Paul is saying, you need to put on a new coat. You need to have the new self. You need to do this. That old coat, which never worked and doesn't work, he says, gets us in all kinds of trouble. Every time we get into trouble, it's because of this coat. And it causes all kinds of trouble, especially in relationships. This coat is terrible in relationships. It always is because this coat makes it selfish and it's all about me and what I want and what I can get out of it. And it doesn't care about hurting others. Long as I get what I want, and we put that coat on so many times, we hurt so many people. Over the next several weeks, we're going to be going deeper into this, starting in verse 25. I'm talking about the new way of doing things, the new way to live. The keys to right living is what we're going to talk about. And my challenge to you is, first, there's two challenges, and then we'll close. It's for you to be here each week. I believe this is going to be a very practical series, life-changing. You're not going to miss it. We're going to talk about things, how we should relate to one another. How should we relate? Putting on the new coat without the old coat, we need to be here. Second, that you would begin to pray and ask God, said, God, help me to take off the old and to put it down and to leave it there. And I might put on the new coat. And I understand, God, as I'm putting on the new coat, it presupposes that I'm going to be reading the Word of God. And it presupposes that I'm going to be obeying the Word of God. And it presupposes that I'm going to be pursuing God. And God, I'm asking you that those things would happen in my life. That I would start listening to the Word of God and what you have for me. And you would come here in the next several weeks that you would start asking God, God, help me to wear the new coat all the time, never to take it off, never to pick up that old coat again. And I'm coming here ready to grow in you because that old coat that we wear doesn't work and it never did. And Jesus came to give you and I a new coat and a new way to live. That's why I came. That's what Paul is talking about, Ephesians chapter 4 and 5. He says, I want you to live a new way, a way that glorifies me, because that way isn't the way that Christ lives. It has nothing to do with Jesus. That's what he came to save us from, is that old coat. And he says, I've given you this brand new way to live. So put on the new coat and glorify me and watch your life change with the new coat. Okay? Let's make that commitment, okay? Let's pray. Lord, we come and we praise you. And we thank you, Jesus, that when you came to save us, Lord, you came to save us from ourselves. You came to save us from our problems, Lord, that we had. Our problem was sin. Our problem was selfishness. Our problem is that we wanted our own way, Lord. We wanted to do things the way we wanted to. And Jesus, you came to give us something better. You came to give us life, eternal life. But not just that, Jesus. You came to change us from the inside out. You came to redeem us. To save us from ourselves, to save us from that old coat, that old ways, that all they did was hurt and cause pain and never worked and never would work. You came to give us new clothing, a new way to think, a new way to dream, a new way to hope, a new way to think, a new way to act, a new way to relate, a new way to behave. New guidelines, new rules, a new way that brings you glory, a way that we can interact with each other in love and kindness, the way you wanted us to do. And Lord, I pray that each one of us might be convicted this morning of the old ways that we just seems like we fall into so easy just to fall and slip into that, and we slip that old coat on, that Lord, you might convict us of our sin, because it is a sin when we do that. Lord, you might help us this week to motivate us, speak to our hearts and our minds, and give us the will to follow you and to live by putting on the new coat and to bring you glory. Lord, we love you and praise you that you don't give up on us. You never give up on us, but you're here to help us every step of the way. Lord, we love you, we praise you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name, amen.